Ever been asked if you have ADHD? Maybe you've got the same idea. Seeing a doctor is the only way to be sure. That is due to the disorder's wide range of symptoms, which are frequently confused with those of other illnesses like depression or stress. Do you have any apprehensions about visiting a doctor? You should see a doctor if you have multiple of these symptoms. It's to get said that you're forgetful. Now and again, everyone loses their vehicle keys or jackets, according to Hadar Swirsky. When you have ADHD, though, this type of behavior happens frequently. Every day, you could waste time looking for glasses, wallets, phones, and other items. You could also fail to return phone calls, pay payments late, or skip medical appointments. People say you don't pay attention. Most occasionally lose focus during a conversation, especially if a TV nearby or something else catches our attention. Even when there are no distractions, this happens frequently and to a greater extent in those with ADHD. However, ADHD is much more than that, according to Hadar Swirsky. You're always late. When you have ADHD, time management is a constant struggle. If you don't attempt to avoid it, you'll frequently miss deadlines or appointments. You have a hard time focusing. One of the defining characteristics of the illness is difficulty focusing for lengthy periods or paying attention to details. Depression, anxiety, and addiction disorders can all affect your ability to concentrate, and many people with ADHD suffer from one or more of these conditions. To figure out what's causing your focus issues, your doctor can ask you questions. You never finish what you begin. It can be complex to start or finish tasks if you have attention or memory problems, especially if you know they will take a lot of concentration. This symptom could also indicate depression. As a child, you had trouble with your behavior. To be diagnosed with ADHD as an adult, you must have had attention and concentration problems as a child, even if those early symptoms got not accompanied by a formal diagnosis. People may have accused you of being a slacker when you were younger. They may have mistakenly assumed you were suffering from another illness, such as depression or anxiety. You may still have the disease if you were diagnosed with it. The signs and symptoms alter as you get older, and not everyone gets over it. Your instincts have seized control. It's not as simple as placing a candy bar into your shopping cart and walking out. Anything you do despite being aware of the consequences, such as speeding past a red light because you believe you can get away with it or failing to keep quiet when you should, you're not going to be able to organize your life. At work, you can notice it more. Setting priorities, completing activities, and meeting project deadlines could be complex.